Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Let's go to our foundational scripture in Galatians chapter 5 after we read the vision, okay? To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. This is what we've been talking about, is the agape love of God. And that's what this is talking about. Remember, there's five loves. Eros love, which is a sexual love between a husband and a wife. And then filial love, it's brotherly love. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And then storge love, which is family love. Then there's thermos, which is passionate love. So those four loves are all based on emotions. But agape is superior to all four of those loves. It's superior. And those four loves are inferior. And agape is the one that God has created us all to live by. Agape is what Adam and Eve were created in. And that's what we're all growing in and maturing in, is the agape love of God. And this is where all this fruit comes from, the agape love. You can't just have this fruit without the agape love. The agape love has to be present to produce this fruit. So we're gonna look at this. So we've been talking about joy, and joy is the fruit of the love of God. So now look at this. Go with me quickly to Nehemiah. Now let's look at this. Then he said to them, go your way and eat the fat, drink the sweet. Now, what's that talking about? That's talking about eating well. That's not only spiritually healthy, that means you're feasting. I know you folks have been eating well. Now look what it says next. And send portions to those who have nothing prepared. You see that? There's a lot of people aren't near where you are. You see this? You don't have what you have because you're all you. God blessed you for a reason. And we're supposed to help others. We're supposed to share it with others. Now look. Then he says, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So this is what we're talking about today, joy. We talked about it last week. Joy is your strength. So when you have joy, you have not only physical strength, spiritual strength. You see that? Joy brings, this joy that we're talking about is supernatural joy. It's not being happy based on happenstance. It's joy that only comes from God. Remember, it's the fruit of God's Spirit. All fruit has a seed. All fruit has a seed. So joy comes from a divine seed because it's divine origin. It only comes from God. Did you catch that? Joy has a divine seed because it only comes from God. You can't get it anywhere else. You see, well, this person took my joy. I got upset. They just took my joy. They can't give it back to you. They can't give you your joy back. They don't have the ability to give you your joy back. The only place you're going to get your joy back is God. Amen. So you got to go to Him to get your joy. Pay attention. In Psalm 16:11, it says, He will show you the path of life. And in His presence is the fullness of joy. In His presence is the fullness of joy. See, and He shows you the path of life. He gives you direction when you're in His presence with joy. Listen to me. Some of you came in here today, and you came in here burdened and thinking about things going on and this going on and that going on, heavy. And you started worshiping, and stuff started coming off of you. That's because you're in His presence. Listen to me. The word worship means expressed worth. So when you express your worth, you come in here and you worship, joy comes in. And it gives you a spiritual strength that you tap into. You see that? Expressed worth. You're saying you value God more than anything because He's the one you're worshiping. And He's going to give you that joy. And that joy is your overarching governing emotion over all your emotions. You see that? Over all your emotions. So you got to get in His presence to get the fullness of His joy. And now your emotions are going to be governed by His joy. You see that? Now, think about this. When I'm discouraged and depressed, I need to get in His presence. You see that? When I'm bewildered and confused, I need to get in His presence because it gives you direction. You see? And joy is the overarching emotion that God has established to govern all our emotions. And that's what we're supposed to live in. It's a mark. Remember, we talked about a waymaker. It's a mark of the kingdom of God in you. People who have joy, true joy, it's because the kingdom is ruling inside of you. You see that? Now think about this. Joy of the Lord is your strength. So now look at this. Joy helps your discernment. Helps you understand what's going on around you. It helps you with people. I can tell when somebody doesn't have joy. It really shows up right here in your mug, your countenance. Am I talking to the right people? Amen. Don't you like to be around people who have some joy? Yeah. They come up in there with some joy. I went to Lily's thing yesterday, and she was doing acrobats. And she just went running and flip-flopped and whew, pew, and just looked up. But you know what? She runs. She's always that way. Now, I'm not putting pressure on her, but she has a joy. And you know what, sweetheart? That will carry you through everything in your life. And don't you ever forget it. You have something special on your life. But I'm going to tell you something. It just really is evident. Keep it up, Lily. Don't let that get away from you. I'm just encouraging you, sweetheart. I'm prophesying to you. It's your strength. Because God's given you the strength to govern it. I don't care what you've been through. Joy protects us. Give me Proverbs 27, verse 7. Gosh, I just want to preach, but I want to help you understand this. This is so, so important. A satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb, but a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. The joy of the Lord is our what? Our strength. Now think about this. He declared that, Nehemiah declared that, what we just read, after Jerusalem had been restored. All the walls that were broken down, were restored. All the gates were restored. And he spoke it from the water gate. And that's why when you come here, we read the scripture and the vision, we stand. It's in honor of God's word. The water gate represent the word of God. The Bible says we're to be washed in the water of the word. And that's why we stand in honor, because God's word is the authority in this house. So now, his joy will protect you. Look at this. A satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb. What's that saying? When you're satisfied, you don't even want the sweetest of things. When your soul is satisfied, you don't even need the honeycomb. Did you catch that? Because you're satisfied. Joy says you're satisfied. Are you catching this? Donnie and I went out to eat the other night. And on our date night. And we went to 17 West. You can go there. It's good food. And we ate. Enjoyed our meal. And we're talking. And then they come around with a dessert menu. And on that, first thing on the menu was a sugar cream pie. And so we always would get a piece because it was seasonal. Well, that's what they thought they had one on us when they brought that out. Oh, we know you like this. But you know what? We don't need it. We were full. You see that? When you're full, you're satisfied. In his presence is the fullness of joy. You see, when you're full, you're satisfied. That protects you from temptation. It protects you from unhealthy decisions. I know when I go sometimes in the kitchen and I'm hungry. I'll be looking through the cupboards and going in the back and looking, finding a cookie been laying in there. And I'll eat me a cookie. I make unhealthy decisions because I'm hungry. You see, when you're hungry, it will cause you to make wrong decisions and unhealthy decisions. Oh. But when you're satisfied, you don't need it. You see that? You don't need it because you're full. A satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb. But now look, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. You see that? Everything. See, you make the worst decisions when you're hungry. You will be attracted to unhealthy people, unhealthy food, unhealthy circumstances when you are hungry. Am I talking to the right people? But when you have joy, it protects you from that because you're satisfied. You know, he will show you the path of life. You see, when you have joy, it gives you direction. Gives you direction in life. You see, when you have joy, you know you are in your purpose. I find that people that have the most joy, they are fulfilling his purpose. And they have strength. That's why you can't tell me. Because see, I'm going to tell you something. Everything around you tries to get you away from your lane, from the path that God has called and created you to walk. And all of our paths are different. Everything's trying to get you to say, this is joy. This is joy over here. But I'm going to stay in my lane. And you know, some of you may not like it. You may not like it when I show up with joy. Too bad. You know, you may not like me, you may not like my joy, but I'm going to stay in my lane and I'm going to stay in that presence. Because that's where my joy is. Are you catching this? Relationally, emotionally, joy will protect you. Donnie and I went on, went to Colorado. That was always on my bucket list. We went out there. It was just so much fun. I just can't tell. I don't know. I just inside, I was just like enjoying myself so much. I can't even put it into words. And you know, we get back. I said, we're home now. I said, you know what? We never left home. Where you are, I'm at home. Are you catching that? That's because there's joy there. There's joy when you're with the person God has shown you. Am I making sense? And it'll protect you. And you don't need nothing else. Because you're satisfied. That's a powerful thing to live that way. Because you're so satisfied. If you're single, you keep Jesus your joy.
That's right.
And he'll keep you on that path. And if you're supposed to have you somebody, he'll put somebody on that path with you. And he'll make it plain. Won't be no questioning. He'll make it plain. Now think about this. This is why we exist. To express joy. Wherever we go. We were in Colorado. We were in an airport. And I walked by. And there's a little gal just smiling. I said, wait a minute, I know you. Look back, and there she is sitting right there. Michaela. You know what I noticed? Right here. That mug. She wasn't looking at me. She didn't even know I walked by. But she was sitting there beaming about something. It was that beam that caught me. You catching this? Joy. It only comes from God. Doesn't mean you got your life perfect. It doesn't mean that at all. Give me Isaiah 43:7 real quick. You know, everybody likes joy. I go over into India, and I remember they would come up and try to talk to me, and I couldn't understand them. And I'd say, what are they saying? They'd say, why are you so happy? They want to know why you're happy. Joy. Everybody wants happiness. Everybody wants joy. Children want joy. Go into a nursing home. If you got joy, for some reason they're attracted to that. Am I making sense? You go in there, an old grump, complaining about the government, complaining. Whose presence do you get with that? Remember the word complain? C-O-M. Com means to blame. Plain means lot. When you complain about people and circumstance and situation, you are blaming everybody else for your lot in life. You're not taking responsibility for who you are and your condition. You see that? See, joy says you're responsible. That's good because it's strength. Strength. Isaiah 43, look, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. You were made for God's glory. Did you catch that? You were made for God's glory. Give me 1 Peter 3:8. Now pay attention. Whom having not seen, you love. Agape. Now watch, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory. Inexpressible, you can't even put it into words. You see that? I remember when I got my lip cut off, I was calling my sister and trying to tell her about it. And she go, oh, oh, oh. And I said, no, I got joy. I said, I've been singing God's praises. I said, we were singing a song right after I got my lip cut off out in the car. Your praise shall ever be on my lips. I said, we had to change the lyric. Your praise shall ever be on my lip.
Yep.
I only got one lip now. She, she couldn't get it. I couldn't explain it, but I had it. Are you catching this? And it was protecting me from all this negative dialogue that was trying to get in. Are you getting this? When you walk around dialoguing with negativity, you need to get in his presence, because there's emotions that are ruling and trying to govern your life that aren't from God. Look what it says. You rejoice with joy and full of glory. You see, you're supposed to be on your job showing that person that gives you the most difficult time God's glory, because that's what you're created for. You're supposed to show your neighbors God's glory. You're supposed to show your family members God's glory. What God originated and intended. Joy. Joy gives you a healthy perspective. You know, two people can look at something. You have a cynic and an optimist. And they can look at something and they'll describe it completely different. A cynic, you ever see a happy cynic? Not usually. They're always reasoning and trying to figure things out and judging and jaded. Psychologists have done research. Cynics, a cynical view of everything, comes from a chronic disappointment by people that they should have been able to count on that let them down. But you see, that's why you need God. Because people will always let you down. You see that? Are you catching this? You don't have to stay a cynic. You can be an optimist. Are you catching this? You know, when you have joy, you see the truth. You know, there's been times in my life I thought, well, I'll just die. But I go back and get the presence. And joy comes back. I didn't die. I'm still here. Everything's going to be all right. Did you know that? Everything will be okay if you stay in him.
Yes.
Everything. It's going to be all right. That's what joy says. You know, I remember my grandmother. She exuded joy, kind of like Loretta. And I remember she called me one time, and I was 5 years old. I was talking on one of those big honking phones, you know. And they had a flood in Virginia where she lived. She lived in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And it flooded out her house. And she was at Betty Kincaid's, my second cousin, at her house in a higher level plane. And she called and she says, Freddie, what are you doing? Asking about me. It's like the conversation was going on yesterday. What are you doing? I told her, oh, not nothing. What are you doing, Grandma? She says, well, I'm looking forward to you coming back. And she's going on. I said, what happened? She says, well, the house has been flooded. And she only talked about it for a second. I said, you mean got water in it? She says, yeah, water's all the way up over the roof. I said, my. Didn't complain one time, not once, and kept talking to about me, and said, are you coming, I'll be seeing you this summer. She said, I'll have your chocolate cake with your chocolate icing. Joy. She had a healthy attitude. I mean, are you catching this? I started bawling when she had to get off the phone. You had to pay for long distance phone calls back then. I started crying. I didn't want to get off the phone because I felt this love. I used to pee the bed till I was seventh grade. And I remember peeing the bed of my other grand. Just too much. You my peeps, man. You know what? Stay in your own lane, right? So I pee the bed, and I remember my other grandma cussing me out. I mean, she's like, you can't come stay all night with me, no, cussing me out. Now, this grandma, I did it down there. Never heard a word about it. She protected me. She protected me and never told anybody. I remember my own family. Fanny peed up, going on and on. And just make you feel so deflated. Not grandma. That's joy. That's impact. I think about my grandmother every day. Are you listening to me? Don't you want that? I want that for my life. I want people to believe and see that in me, that I have joy and I have God's love. And I'm not going to humiliate you. I'm going to encourage you. Am I making sense? Now look at this. When you go fishing, you get a lure and you find out what they like and you cast it and you put it on the hook. You find out what they like, right? I've told this story several times. This is my grandmother's. When I was a kid, I was down there and I was on this swinging bridge in the Blue Ridge Mountains, just a beautiful, it looked like heaven down there. And the stream coming down, and there's a big rock that hung over the stream. And I was standing on this bridge and I watched these trout come out from under the rock and go back under there. Come out and go back under there. I remember I had a cane pole with worms. And I put the worm down. Oh, I'm going to get me one. I catch a little minnow. I catch a little sunfish. Trout wouldn't touch it. So I came back and I told Grandma, I said, Grandma, I'm trying to catch one of those trout. I said, they don't like my worms. She said, that's because they like corn. She says, you put some corn on that hook and we'll see if you get one. So she gives me some corn. I come back. I put some corn on there. Here he come. He took it. I got it. I got it on the end of that cane pole. It's almost a 2-pound trout. And I am like, I was so excited. It's like, I'm out there by myself in the middle of this beautiful place. I got this fish, the pole just going, and you know, so I run back to my grandma and said, I caught the fish, you know, and about went to the bathroom by myself because I was so excited. And she said, well, let's eat it. So she cleaned it up and we ate it. Here's my point. The enemy knows what will hook you. And he'll put on that hook what you're going to go for. And he'll catch you and he will skin you alive. Am I making sense? Because he doesn't want you to fulfill your calling on your life. And you need to understand that. And the first thing he wants is to take your joy, because it's your strength. You don't have any strength. When you don't have no strength, you can't resist temptation.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.